What will it be for me? Choice number one or number two? With the world ending up in turmoil because of the wars and the collapse of the economy, we'll be ready for anyone to save us out of the bog into which we are sinking. An ancient prophecy says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many, probably the UN, for 7 years." That is in Daniel 9:27. The "he" refers to a dynamic world leader who is now backstage and waiting to take center stage by presenting a bold peace and economic plan. He will be loved as he promises peace and economic recovery. He erases part or all of the country's debts to the IMF and the World Bank. This happens during the first 3.5 years of his tenure. But then, when they shall say peace and safety, then comes a sudden destruction. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:3. After 3.5 years, he goes utterly bonkers. He enslaves mankind with the RFID implant and forces mankind to worship his image, Revelation 13:15, also known as the abomination of Daniel. He eradicates any opposing him and makes Hitler's camps, Stalin's Great Purge, and Pol Pot's killing fields look like child's play. Jesus referred to this time as the Great Tribulation, Matthew 24:15 and 21. The Bible refers to this leader as the Beast, or the Antichrist. "If you've got nothing to hide, then you've got nothing to fear," said Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's propaganda minister, to round up the Jews, and we all know the results. Aristotle said, "It is not because we are strong in character that we make the right decision, it is because we make the right decision that we become strong in character." Choice number one. It says you either worship the image or you be killed, Revelations 13:15. I kind of like my life, don't you? Let's make an informed decision. My first choice will be to live. Accepting the Antichrist and his mark looks inviting at first, and it looks like I will save my neck. But what is next? If I choose to take the microchip implant, I can be traced anywhere, any minute. My life will be dictated, as I am hooked up to the image that can give me the death sentence if I don't cooperate. My free will is gone, and I have become a slave and a zombie. John 8:34. We have to obey that God-damned image. It is damned by God. This thing is made by man and gives us the death sentence if we refuse to worship it as our God and Creator. Jeremiah 2:27-29 and Revelation 13:15. Next, I need to betray those who don't worship the image and refuse the chip to get in good with the authorities. Matthew 24:49-51. Next, I have to dodge the meteorites and the asteroids of the seven tribulation trumpets. Revelation 8:7-9:1. Next, the locusts chase me for 5 months and sting like scorpions. Revelation 9:5-6. I want to commit suicide, but all attempts fail. Demons plague me like hell to possess me like they did the pigs. Revelation 12:9. After 3.5 years of zombie, I end up in the atomic war and suffer the nuclear after effects. Revelation 16:2-11. The lithium that is used in the RFID implant battery, when it comes in contact with water, it explodes. The atomic radiation causes the lithium to leak out, and as the body is mainly water, the lithium explodes into a repugnant, excruciating, painful sore in the right hand or forehead, wherever the implant is. Revelation 16:2. If I make it through the atomic aftermath, I am recruited for the Battle of Armageddon, where I make my last wish. May I please die as soon as possible? Revelation 16:14-16. My wish is fulfilled. The vultures rip my body apart. Revelations 19:17-18. And where the hell my soul will end up, I have zero clue. Psalm 106:15. You shall fall on the mountains of Israel and upon the open field. The stench shall stop the noses of the passengers. There shall they bury Gog. the Antichrist and all his multitudes. 7 months shall they bury him. Ezekiel 39, verse 4 and 5, 11 and 12. Then we have choice number two. The consequences if I decide against the image and do not take the RFID implant, then what is next? Jesus said, when you see the abomination, then flee to the mountains. Once the image is placed in the temple, it is time to run for your lives, as lists of the non-chipped will be sent to the police stations and checkposts. Jesus said, don't take anything with you, just run, escape into the wilderness. We can divide the believers into three groups. Group one, these are the people that refuse to leave their property. So they either accept the RFID and worship the image or give their lives and be killed. Revelations 13:15. The great falling away happens in this group. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 3. Many will give their lives, and these love not their lives unto death. Revelations 12:11. The angels start sounding the seven tribulation trumpets to keep the new world order in panic, seeing God is not too pleased with the fierce and brutal persecution of his children. Then we have group two. These were strangers and pilgrims on earth, it says in Hebrews 11:13. These are ready to flee at a moment's notice, as Jesus warned us to do. Matthew 24:16 through 19. There is the woman or the body of believers who flee into the wilderness where God promised to take care of them for 1260 days. Revelations 12 verses 6 and 14. The Lord will show us where in due time. He could only show the Israelites where to go after they left their homes and their jobs. The women are given wings of a great eagle to escape into a wilderness place. Revelations 12:14. Then we have group number three. These are called to be witnesses during those last 3.5 years. They will teach many and perform miracles. Daniel 11:33 and 34. These, along with the two powerful witnesses of Revelation 11 in Jerusalem, will expose what is going on in the world. These are not afraid to give their lives. Uh-oh, I got caught. I am faced with my final choice. Panic grips me, but miraculously I am given the presence of mind to shoot up a prayer. I am reminded of what Jesus said, who will save his life shall lose it, but he that shall lose his life for my sake, he shall save it. Mark 8:35. Either it's my head on the block, or I agree to the clemency offered by accepting the RFID microchip implant and deciding to worship the image. No thanks. So ready, aim, chop. My head rolls. I am branded a traitor, terrorist, alien, and more. My corpse is dumped in a mass grave. Thank God. Finally, I am away from this idiocy, this senseless absurdity and those crazed people that hate me because I love Jesus. Matthew 24, verse 9. The exit from earth looks pretty gruesome. But then departures are never the most joyful of occasions. There goes Johan, and I'm going up to heaven. Immediate arrival. The people that love me await me. Yay, back home for Christmas. The arrival up there is beyond description, with loved ones awaiting, hugging and cheering. Hey guys, let's celebrate. Johan made it too. They're even proud of me. But what did I do? Nothing really. I just took the easy way out. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. I relax with a glass of the very best wine, and after the initial toast, I ask for a quiet corner. I'm shown a discreet place where I wish to pray for my brothers and sisters who are still on earth, faced with that crucial choice, that they may be given the grace and the know-how of the Lord's promises to make the right decision. Someone comes to greet me. I look up. And I can hardly believe it. It's him, the love of my life, my eternal soulmate, my Jesus. There's the beautiful picture there of a couple walking on the beach, and they're washing it all away in the ocean of his love. At the site, johanpeters.in, you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on many subjects, plus 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but here, all downloads are free, no cookies, no info requests, so we can spread the news.